Hi, it's Desmond Reddick from the Dread Media Podcast. Now, with all of my picks, I'm sure there are a few people who are of the mind that, this is all grim and gritty. What Des is doing here, he's just piling up a team of badasses on top of each other. And, you know, I've got Big Barda, Guy Gardner, the Demon Etrigan. Major Disaster, depicted as a badass in his more recent incarnation. And I've got, you know, Mr. Miracle there for some comedic relief. Well, maybe, partially you're right. If you know me, you know my taste genuinely skewed towards the dark. You know, you're looking at your seven archetypes. There's either like a god or like someone regal. You know, I'm thinking like Aquaman, right? So my pick number six is Amy Winston. Amy Winston discovered that she was the adopted princess of a dimension called Gemworld. And as she traversed over to Gemworld, she became Amethyst. Amethyst, the princess of the House of Amethyst, and an actual Lord of Order. This isn't some Peppermint Patty bullshit. Right, this was some empowering shit for little girls. Because Amethyst was a total badass. So I'm pulling the swerve on you there. However, she's a lighter-edged badass. And if you're like, "Des, badass? Seriously? Come on." She fought the Spectre, like the modern Spectre, and survived. So she can handle her shit. And part of her powers include dimensional travel. And part of her powers include a shitload of magical casting ability. What I mean by that is that she can use magic from other people to amplify her own power. The Demon Etrigan. So, having these two together on the team, we have a real fucking powerhouse in Amethyst, Princess of Gemworld. And also, she has a winged unicorn named Max. Amethyst, Princess of Gemworld is badass. Changed my mind. That's pick number six. Dreadmedia.com. You'll hear from me very soon.
Hola, comic book fans! This is El Santo.
And I am Maury Clawhammer.
And we now have seen the end of round six. The teams are almost fully formed now, with only one more addition before we go into the villain round.
We're heading into the final lap.
I don't know, though, Maury. I've been hearing rumors of the managing board of the draft in deep conversation about something.
All my secret sources in Demanza Corp have been picking up chatter, but we can't figure out what it's about. But something's definitely happening. Something's brewing.
It's just like a comic book draft to throw a curveball at the last minute. But this has been... We are now at a point, I'm sure you will agree, Maury, where things are all messed up.
I thought we were at that point from the very beginning, but sure.
But round one, a lot of the picks were expected. You expected Batman to go. You expected Wonder Woman to go. You expected Black Canary to go. But who expected Amethyst, Princess of Gemworld?
I know about the Amethyst, Princess of Gemworld. I used to read them comics when I was just a wee shaver.
There are a lot of unfamiliar names in this round. And surprisingly, there are two very familiar names. With this round, all the members of the original Magnificent Seven lineup of the Justice League have been chosen.
Yeah, it only took 50 episodes of this show.
So tell me, my little friend, who chose what?
Alrighty. Yeah, let me put on my reading spectacles here. Our first draft of round six was David...
You might want to put your cigarette down, because you might burn the newspaper.
It keeps my vocal cords lubricated.
Okay.
First draw was David Ellis. And he picked... The Ray. Who's Ray? Is this just like some auto mechanic?
Oddly enough, the Ray is a superhero whose first name actually is Ray. This is Ray Terrell, the second generation Ray. He has the ability of flight and light manipulation. He could fire power blasts. It's a very powerful character. He briefly served with the Justice League during Dan Jurgens' run, pre-Infinite Crisis.
I just gotta say, that's the laziest name ever. If I become a superhero, just shoot me if I call myself the Maury.
Okay.
Number two on the list is Michael Bailey. And Michael Bailey chose... let's see here. Major Force.
Not the first supervillain chosen to serve on the Justice League, but probably the most surprising.
Is he a military man?
Yes, he is.
How'd I guess?
He was originally the main enemy of Captain Atom. But he goes down in infamy for doing the act that basically set Gail Simone on her career as a comic book writer. He stuffed the girlfriend of Kyle Rayner, Green Lantern, in a fridge. Gail Simone, outraged, started a blog called Women in Refrigerators. People liked that blog so much that DC and other companies offered her work. And now she is one of the major forces in the comic industry. All because this jerk stuffed somebody in a refrigerator.
Yeah, you know, people often criticize the psychos in our society, but they're often a driving force. Just food for thought. Junk food for thought, but food for thought. All right. Next on our roster, James Hickson. And, he picked the Man Bat.
Yes. Pretty self-explanatory. He is a man who takes a serum that turns him into a Man Bat. He used to be a foe of Batman, but... these days is used more or less as a neutral party. Sometimes he's good, sometimes he's bad.
This is starting to sound like my chemistry class in high school. It's like you got your positively charged Batman and your negatively charged Man Bat, except he's actually neutrally charged. I don't understand this stuff. That's why I'm a famous broadcaster. Alright. Next we got Mike Zumo with a familiar face to even old Maury Clawhammer. Aquaman.
And Aquaman, as I stated last round, will fuck you up. I have respect for the King of the Sea.
He ain't the Chicken of the Sea.
No. That would be done up.
My fourth wife used to call me the Amazing Mr. Limpet. But that's another story. Those were the pre-Viagra days. All right. Halfway down, we are halfway through this now. We got Sean the Ice Pick Foster. And he's picked a name I'm familiar with, but just because I know a lot of people who like this guy, Booster Gold.
Booster Gold, Dan Jurgens' pet character. time traveling superhero and a big hit in the Justice League International back in the 80s.
It reminds me of that old joke. Booster Gold, I hardly even know her. Oh, yeah. Sorry, folks. All right, next on our list is some guy named Thomas DJ. Oh, what did he pick? It's going to be somebody I don't know. Oh, it's the Green Lantern. I know that guy.
Yes, the original Green Lantern, Hal Jordan. Well, the second Green Lantern, not counting Alan Scott, who was the Golden Age Green Lantern. But yes, the person a lot of people believe is the definitive...
Maury Clawhammer is a bit old. The latest scuttlebutt I have on all these heroes is the stuff I got out of Secret Origins of Superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about how up on stuff old Maury Clawhammer is. All right, next we got the mysterious, shady, and sketchy Judge Anon. And he has picked... Oh, jeez. Huh. Sasha Bordeaux. So, is this a wine heiress or something?
No. Sasha Bordeaux...
Does she have grape powers? The powers of grapes?
No.
Eh.
Sasha Bordeaux is an ex-military and was the bodyguard for Bruce Wayne for a while. They had an affair. They had a little bit of an affair.
I was just going to say, was she a sexy bodyguard?
Yes, she was a sexy bodyguard.
So she was the Kevin Costner to his Whitney Houston?
Yes. Later on, Sasha became integrated with the OMAC program, One Man Army Corps, during the Infinite Crisis. So she has special enhanced powers. She's sort of like Cyborg, only with boobs.
Oh, I was drifting off there for a second, and then I heard boobs. Is it time for the next, am I up again? All right. Next on the list is Percival Constantine. And he has picked Hawkwoman.
Yes. Yeah. The Kiara Saunders version. The modern version.
Yeah, didn't we have another Hawkwoman back in another round?
Yes, we did.
Oh my god, there's gonna be a Lady Hawk fight. Oh, Maury.
Judge Anon chose the Bronze Age, I guess you would call it, or the Chromium Age, Hawkwoman, Sierra Hawk. This is the modern Hawkwoman, Kiara Saunders, that was introduced in the JSA by Jeff Johns and James Robbins.
Well, Maury Clawhammer loves himself a good cat fight. But a hawk fight? Holy caroni. All right. On our penultimate pick, we got Charlie Niemeyer. And he has picked KC Superman, the Kansas City Superman.
The Kingdom Come Superman.
Oh, I thought he meant the Sunshine Band Superman. Isn't that a Donovan song? Sunshine Band Superman?
Superman and Green Lantern don't have nothing on them.
Yeah, it's about smoking banana peels, too, I think.
We're picking up all the current cultural references right now. Kingdom Come was an Elseworlds written by Mark Waid and drawn, painted something by Alex Ross. He's an older Superman. A Superman that was the representative of... The modern age of the golden age of comics, as opposed to the modern age representative, Magog. And they fought. And it was a whole kind of metatextual commentary on how comics had changed and got very darker in the 90s. So yes, the Kingdom Come Superman.
All right. Finishing it all off is Desmond Reddick. With one Maury Clawhammer is actually familiar with, completely familiar with, and that is Amethyst.
Completely familiar with? You're not telling us something we don't know, are you?
Amethyst was a comic book for little, was a sword and sorcery comic for little girls. But I like Maury Clawhammer, much like Prince, I'm fond of the color purple. Because it's the color of royalty, and I sort of identify with royalty. So I like purple. So I, as a kid, I was drawn to the Amethyst comic. And then it was like basically the girl's version of heavy metal, where a little kid gets turned into a full-grown fighting adult. Except it's a full-grown lady fighting adult.
Mm-hmm. So at this point, the teams are very much set. And we can see, for example, Percival Constantine and Charlie Niemeyer to an extent. David Ellis to an extent. Well, no, actually, David Ellis is weird. I've been picking very traditional Justice League lineups, and then you have somebody like David Ellis, who is choosing characters from TV and cartoons.
Hey, don't sell them cartoons short. Those guys will kick your ass.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get surrounded by a group of cartoons at night.
I will just call on my good friend Orin, the Aquaman. He'll back me up. Don't fuck with that.
All right, we're getting ready to wrap this little puppy up.
And we will, the moment we learn what is going on in the boardroom, we will let you, the fan, know. So be sure to check in every day for the latest news on the Two True Freaks JLA Comics Draft.
Reproduce and consume, suckers.